9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, March 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A choppy day on Wall Street as investors continue to monitor events in Ukraine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 184 points, or about 0.5%, to close at 32,632. The S&P 500 was down 30 points, or 0.7%, and the NASDAQ finished down 35 points, or about 0.3%. Markets bounced between positive and negative territory as commodity prices continued to rise in response to the war in Ukraine. U.S. crude rose to near $130 a barrel after the Biden administration announced a ban on imports of Russian oil, but eventually settled at $123.70, up 3.6%. The price of gas in the U.S. hit a new record, eclipsing the mark last set in 2008. In corporate news, cybersecurity company Mandiant fell 2% after Alphabet's Google said it had agreed to buy the company for around $5.4 billion. At its virtual event today, Apple announced a deal to broadcast Major League Baseball games on its Apple TV Plus streaming service on Friday nights. Shares fell 1.1%, in addition to showcasing a new low-end 5G iPhone. And Uber shares rose 7.6% after the Wall Street Journal reported that the ride-hailing company was launching a campaign to head off efforts to classify its workers as employees, which would allow them to form unions. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.